The Vatican City State website is now 2 years old, and over that time, visitors have been able to find out more about the state and its services. Lydia O'Kane takes a look at its growing popularity.
It's been a busy 2 years for the Vatican City State website since it was launched in the summer of 2007. Nearly 3 million people have typed in the words www.vaticanstate.va into their computers to find out more about the Vatican. The idea for the project was born in 2005 with the notion that people from different countries and speaking diverse languages could satisfy their curiosity and learn more about the world's smallest state. And indeed, the site has been translated into 5 languages: English, Italian, French, Spanish, and German. So, who visits the site the most? Well, according to statistics, Italian visitors top the list, followed by the United States and then Germany. Over the past 2 years, people have been able to find out more about the Vatican State and government, its services, monuments, and online shop. There's even a link to us here at Vatican Radio. But the pages that have really grabbed the visitors' attention have been the ones that transmit images via webcam, such as the Vatican Gardens, St. Peter's Square, and the tomb of Pope John Paul II. 80 years ago, when Vatican City State was founded, having technology and information like this at the touch of a button would have seemed hard to imagine. But Eugenio Hasler, who is responsible for the site's content, says improvements are continually being made and the aim is to make it as user-friendly as possible. So, with all that in mind, and with a simple click of a mouse, the world really has a window to the Vatican. I'm Lydia O'Kane.